Members of the European Parliament are often known for their bluster, but this week in Strasbourg, they got involved in a literal pissing contest. Well, sort of. About 100 members took urine tests in the hallowed halls of the Parliament on Wednesday, ahead of a vote on whether to ban the controversial weed killer glyphosate, which some say has a link to cancer. The tests were meant to demonstrate that we all have some glyphosate in our systems from eating foods sprayed with the herbicide. Bart Staes, a Green member of the Parliament from Belgium, is one of the people taking the urine test.
Yes, the best moment to do it was the morning. We want to politicize the whole debate on glyphosate. We know that the whole society is contaminated by glyphosate. Ordinary citizens do have glyphosate in their bodies, in their urine. And as politicians, we want to show the general public that we dare to do this test.
Now, this week's vote in the Parliament is only symbolic. The people these MEPs really need to convince are the national government representatives in the European Commission. They must take a position by June on whether or not to reauthorize the controversial herbicide, which is approaching the end of its 15-year green light. National governments are split. France and Italy want to deauthorize it, the UK wants to reauthorize, and Germany is on the fence, although a recently leaked letter indicates that Germany is leaning toward reauthorization. So the MEPs are inviting the EU's top-level officials to also test their urine before they make their decision. They ambush the EU Commissioner for Health during a meeting, handing him a vial to donate his sample. He politely declined. It's a tough issue for the lawmakers, since the herbicide is so widely used, and because none of the health concerns have been proven for the usual dosage. Glyphosate, used most notably in the weed killer Roundup, is the most widely applied pesticide in the world. The EU would be the first to deauthorize it. Earlier this year, a study by the Munich Environmental Institute found that 14 of the most popular German beers tested positive for the substance. But risk assessors say that isn't necessarily a bad thing, as there are traces of all kinds of man-made elements in our urine. Many other members of the Parliament have grumbled that the Green Group's urine tests are a cheap stunt. Although the World Health Organization designated glyphosate as a possible carcinogen last year, the link has not been proven. But Manfred Weber, leader of the center-right European People's Party, has been convinced enough to say that the substance should only be reauthorized for 7 more years instead of the usual 15. He also wants extra restrictions put on it.
The correct argument, either there are differing opinions from experts as to the carcinogenity of glyphosate. Well, that's the reason why we want this discussion, because there are differing opinions from the experts.
The Parliament voted for a resolution calling for this restricted extension this week, but the plant protection industry says that green lawmakers are getting carried away with these theatrics and making the WHO study sound much more conclusive than it is. That study analyzed general hazards and not the actual risks of how the substance is used in practice, they say. Yes, glyphosate may be innately hazardous, but not in the way that it's applied by farmers. Thoralf Kuchler is a representative of Monsanto, the company that makes Roundup.
And in order to give an image about the difference between a hazard and a risk, I'm always using the image of a tiger. If you are in a room with a tiger, the hazard of the tiger is that it bites you and it kills you, but it's important that you're exposed to that. If you go to a zoo, you can easily look at the tiger without being exposed to that hazard, so the risk to be killed by a tiger in a zoo is zero.
With the urination samples in, the MEPs are left to wait not only for their results, but also for a decision from the Commission. If no decision is taken by June, Roundup and other products containing glyphosate could soon disappear from EU supermarket shelves. Dave Keating, DW, Strasbourg.